This is Morning Edition on KJZZ 91.5. Let's hear another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Millie Hollenbeck grew up in a small town in Ohio. Her parents are deaf, but she can hear. Millie can remember interpreting for her parents from a young age while she was at the doctor's office, the post office, and the grocery store. As a teenager, Millie remembers being annoyed every time her parents asked her to interpret what was said on screen because closed captioning wasn't around. Millie's parents thought she had superpowers because she could hear things and they could not.
About 15 years ago, I have moved from the Midwest to Arizona. My husband and I reside here now. And I have convinced my parents to move from Ohio to Arizona so that I can continue to take care of them. Because by now, they're in their 70s and they have health issues on top of needing help because they're deaf. And my mom and I, we all live in the same community. And so we have adopted this little routine of on afternoons, occasionally we'll take walks together. And in this particular day, it was early spring. The sky was a gorgeous Arizona blue, and the birds were out, and they're singing so beautifully and melodic. As we're walking along, my mom can tell from my body language that I am distracted. Finally, she says, "What? What?" I said, "Mom, I'm sorry. The birds are singing. It's just, it sounds beautiful." My mom asked me a question that should have seemingly been so simple. She asked me, "What does that sound like, the birds singing?" Now, any other time, I probably wouldn't have been like, "Oh, Mom, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Who cares?" And I realized all these years of being with deaf parents, deaf community, deaf culture, and all the years of interpreting for them, and I had been self-selecting what I thought to be the most important things that they needed to know, dismissing all of the chit-chat conversation, small details, banal conversation. And yet, like those birds singing, that's the detail that makes life so interesting and rich. And all they and she at that moment wanted was to access the same experiences that I was having. And what kind of a superhero am I? Because I can't even fully interpret the sound of birds singing. So the best that I could come up with to respond to her was to say, "Well, Mom, I would imagine that sounds as beautiful as your voice might sound if I could hear you say the words, 'I love you.'" So there are some things I guess we both will never know. So there we stood, a parent who is deaf and a child who is not deaf, but both wishing for something they cannot hear. Thank you.
Millie Hollenbeck is a freelance medical and scientific communications writer. Join us for our next night of live storytelling, Wednesday, December 19th, and Thursday, December 20th, at the Arizona Biltmore. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.